Okay, everyone, welcome to another exhilarating episode of Not So Common Sense. As you know, I'm here with my lovely wife. You know, yes, I'm
cool. He's bothering me.
Of course I am. That's what I'm here for. I mean, for better or for worse.
His little fat self, he should be able to talk.
For better or for worse.
Eat that whole big ass sandwich like that. That don't make no damn sense.
You know, it wasn't even that much. It was more bread than anything.
Stop lying. It really was.
It was more bread than anything. You saw the meat that was in there. It wasn't enough. Like, it was a lot.
Yeah, it wasn't enough. Yeah. So you just fat.
What?
You just fat. You know what? You just fat.
A Freudian slip.
Yeah. You just fat. Just fat. You know that? Just fat. I bet it wasn't, fat boy. He talking about, I'm hungry. Watch, you gonna say, watch, I'm hungry.
No, I ain't gonna be hungry now. I'm gonna be going to sleep soon.
You gonna be hungry.
Hell yeah.
Hurry up so I can play the game.
But anyway, yeah, today's podcast is gonna be about
fat boy.
Nah. Everybody know who that guy is on TikTok. I think his name is.
He can't even think. He's so fat. His brain got fat.
Chase or something like that. Or
who are you talking about, Trey?
Oh, don't worry. You won't see.
Just talk about what we talk about.
I don't get on TikTok. You'll hear the guy. Can even call him talk about him being fat.
Just come on with the couple.
You don't want him to be fat. Everybody else knows as soon as I say his name because he's been on TikTok and been on TikTok enough. You see him.
No, I don't follow people. It stinks.
But anyway, this is gonna be about two topics: reparations and abortion. Yeah, it's political time, so you know politics is politics. You gotta politic a bit. So, what are the big hot button issues? But reparations and abortion, of course. So, mostly dealing with, becomes to abortion, really, because not much of reparation, because most black people know we ain't getting shit, because it got to be the underclass, somebody got to do it, and as we were brought over here to do it, that's been our job the whole entire time, after we somehow gained some sentience.
They going to put you back, because you going
to
eat them out of house and home.
Eat them out of house and home. I was a house nigga.
No, you ain't.
Sure, I ain't feel lie about that. I'm a field nigga. The last name Fields. You know full goddamn well I'm a field nigga. Get out in those fields. Pick those fields. But yeah. Mostly, we already know that part is going to happen, you know. We're not going to have too much going on. But since we're going to talk mostly about abortion as well, because that's a big button issue, and most, you know, people who talk about it, like, you know, politics and stuff like that, it really is an interesting topic. So let's talk about, you know, so we can get this out the way, let's talk about reparations.
You ain't getting none.
Yeah, mainly you're not.
You ain't getting no money.
But why? It's always a reason. Always a thing you want to know. Why? Mainly because we are so poorly educated that we have individuals who cut off their nose to spite their face. Mm-mm-mm. Even though it's their own damn nose. And it's their own damn face. Those are called Trump supporters. Since we have those Republican individuals around, we're not going to get shit. Mainly, that's the end-all, be-all. I could just say, wrap it up nice and tight. There you go. Done. Put it under the tree with a bow. But I can explain a little bit more. Because I have anecdotal evidence myself by dealing with these individuals. I routinely deal with them on social media.
You make me feel.
I'm a troll, so let's be
honest. Yes, you are. You the biggest troll there is.
I'm a troll.
You troll.
So, when I go on social media, I go there to antagonize idiots.
Go get your eye knocked off.
You know, I go there to antagonize those idiots. I know that they're dumb. I know that they're stupid. And I know full well that they can't conceive the reality that we all live in. To this day, they still somehow believe that Joe Biden is president at the same exact time as Donald Trump being president. Because in their feeble-minded brain, the concept of president switches whenever it's convenient for Donald Trump. Right? That's how stupid they are. They can't understand that, no, that's not how it works. Joe Biden won the presidency fair and square as much as possible, even though it was Republicans who were cheating. Because every time you hear about voter fraud, it's always a Republican. There was a Republican GOP who voted 9 times in the last election. An elected official.
How the hell do you even do that?
9 times as a regular person, yeah. That seemed hard to do then. But fuck, at least it's half-assed possible for a regular person. I mean, you could do maybe, like, what the conservatives say that, you know, Latinos do. Put on a hat, put on a shirt, put on a coat, put on a mustache, and just keep running in and out the door like some off of some damn Tom and Jerry cartoon. They really do believe that, by the way, girl. I'm let you know that. They really do believe that that's how Latinos and illegal immigrants vote. They'll come in and say, I'm Jorge. Go ahead, grab a ballot, fill it out, go outside, right in the hallway, change their clothes. I'm gonna rent them. Grab a ballot, vote again, right? I'm Ortiz. Right? And just keep doing that all throughout the day. That's what they really believe, because they so bigoted and racist towards brown people.
So special.
Yeah, the special needs. Because this happens when, you know, your education fails you. Seriously.
We educate you. That,
yeah, yeah, it is, because in rural areas, the education is focused primarily on religious stuff. Not, I would say Christian, I said religious. Holding someone else to a higher esteem than yourself. Right? They would talk about, oh, I love God. That's why I hate gays, lesbian, transgender people. That's why I hate black and brown people. That's why I hate Asian people. That's why I hate Jewish people. Right? I keep bringing it up all the time on here. Steadfast Church, it was, you know, they had a guy there who literally said that you should murder American citizens. You know, he literally said it's in the Bible. You should line people up. Like I said, he said literally it's in the Bible. Where you would take LGBTQ people, line them up against the wall, and shoot them in the back of the head. Shoot them in the back of the head. Maybe it's in that Trump Bible that he just created and came out with. Whatever happened to that? I keep telling you guys, it's a fucking grift. Whatever Trump does is a grift. He hawks it out there, see if he can get some steam and get some money. Then by next week, it's something else that takes up all the air and y'all forget about it. What happened to his shoes? Came out there, had guys falling over it. Oh man, you know, this is going to help him do extraordinarily well. He's going to get 100% of the black vote. Shoes are $400. $500, excuse me. Shoes are $500.
And they were ugly.
And they were TikTok shoes.
They were ugly.
Gold fake TikTok shoes you can get from Gam, Timu. Ugly as sin. Ugliest sin that you could possibly get. And what happened? Hawked those shoes right out there. Yeah, come get my shoes. A week later, Yeah, what happened to it? Yeah, nothing. Nothing. They go out there. By the way, he tried to make it sound like they were record selling shoes. Yes and no. What do you mean by yes and no, Dre? It can't be both. Oh, yes, it hella fucking can. Yes, it was record-breaking amount of shoes. Just as much as record-breaking you can get when the damn things are pre-ordered. You break a record if you sell one shoe. One shoe, not pair. You just broke your record of shoes as you make the sale. It's pre-orders. You had to pre-order them. You didn't even know they were going to come in the same look. Because they didn't say that. They literally said that it's not going to be the same. It could be not the same look, right?
What the hell?
Yeah, the product is not as displayed. And you may not even get the product.
How did you get away with that?
And not because you're dealing with dummies. Family Guy made a joke about it when, like, Stewie and Brian had, you know, they were doing, I think, some, like, remember what you were doing with it was a scheme, right? Remember you were doing with the makeup? No, I think you never did that, but you know about, no, you didn't do it, but you know about the scheme with the makeup, right? The makeup scheme where you're supposed to sell makeup to these people.
Oh, you feel like Mary Kate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're supposed to sell, get people to, mostly it was get people to sign up, not fucking sell the fucking makeup. It's more important for you to get people to sign up, right? Mm-hmm. By the way, the Ponzi scheme with that is that by the end of next week or about a couple of days
by
or so,
the end of a certain type of time,
you will have ran out of people anyway. That's a scheme. That's why it's a scheme. Because you have already, because if
estimated
you,
everyone
on the planet Earth that's born. And I said born, not age of majority adult. I said born. So yes, that means even 1 day olds, you are already caught up to them. Because compounding. That's why people say the old line, so you got a, I think it was like a tadpole frog or something like that in a pond and it doubles in size every day. Where's the day that it will take over the pond? It's the day before the last day, right? That they have. Because it takes up half of it by that time period because it doubles. Same thing there. The concept is it's going to compound and compound and compound and compound and compound and compound until it reaches a number of people on the earth. And that's how they get you. But enough about that, right? Enough about that common sense shit, right? Anyway, Brian and Stewie doing that, and they were stuck with a bunch of product, and they said, how the hell are we going to get rid of all this stuff? How they do it? MAGA! The MAGA crowd. They sounded with some type of patriot this or something dumb like that, and they made mad money. That's why. That's how he can get away with it. He sells shit that is literal garbage, and they will eat it up. Remember how they were talking about how he was going to be, oh, he's going to make millions upon millions of dollars, you know? Now that he made Truth Social and said it's going to be taken public, he's going to make billions upon billions of dollars. You know, that trial thing, that bullshit money shit about his trial, he's gonna clear that easy, right? He's gonna make $6 billion. He's a billionaire again. When was he not a billionaire, first and foremost, right? Don't worry about that. And what happened? Everybody kept saying this looks like GameStop all over again, when people was artificially blowing up the stock of GameStop for no reason, just to prove, you know, some traders wrong who was trying to deplete GameStop stock. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Spray this for please.
I know. Bought it. I was about to spray it. But the point is,
Oh, it's gonna be doing exactly that.
Alright. I'm gonna tell you.
It's gonna be doing exactly that, right? And people say, yeah, this seems like a pump and dump. That's what the technique is actually called, the actual language. But like, no, this is legit, this is real. And then what happened? A couple of days later, it went from $75 per share to $50 per share. That dropped 20. And then it dropped to about $40 per share within the next day. And then $32 per share. Hold up. Now it lost more than half the value. Why? Because a bunch of rich, you know, oligarchs and shit like that trying to buy influence over a presidential candidate dumped a bunch of money in there to try to get some type of control and influence and leverage over them. Once average people and actual stockbrokers and shit get in there and start saying, hold up, Saudi prince here, Saudi prince there, Russian. God damn, how many Russians? Oh, that's another one. Oh my God, that's literal Vladimir Putin. Oh my goddamn God. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I'm about to get to it. Oh my God, oh my fucking God. Oh my God, wait. Is that Al-Qaeda? Oh no, this is some bullshit here. I ain't paying for this shit. They get spooked. And what happened? They started selling all that shit. Sell. It is some bullshit over here. He is a literal Russian bot. I think he's a fake ass, fat ass Terminator. Who built by Vladimir Putin.
What the hell is he talking?
Right? That's how they acted. And then what happened to Saudi? Pleaded. And where everyone else is at. They were talking about it. People like the older millennial on TikTok, who's a literal conservative drifter. He ain't talking about it no more. You were so proud of Trump and True Social, and then he started trying to sue the guys who took the damn thing public. Because they tried to tell him not to. It's going to fail. And so they tried to jump out of it. And he's now trying to sue them. So he can try to blame something on somebody else instead of his own failures. Because everything Trump touches fails and dies. But now on to, like she was saying, on to reparations and abortion. So, like I said, more TikTok talking individuals that are like that, who deal with Trump like that and give him all his money. And got to talking about reparations. Now, some people may know this. Girl.
Boy.
Did Native Americans get reparations?
Some.
Some. Yes. But they did. Okay. Did Asians get reparations? Yep. Okay. Asians got reparations. Native Americans got reparations. Did Latinos get reparations? Yes, they actually did. Okay, Latinos got it. She may not know about that. Okay. Latinos got
it. What I know.
Latinos got it. What about Jewish people?
Yes.
Gotta remember the Holocaust. They got reparations for that treatment. And did white people get reparations? Now, why the fuck white people get reparations? But they did, by the way. Because, you know, as Abraham Lincoln was the idiotic Democrat, yes, I said it, Democrat. Wait, he was Republican. He listed as a Republican. No, he was a Democrat. He did a Joe Biden maneuver. There's no Republican on face of planet Earth that would decide to get a rivalry party's candidate as a vice president. And by the way,
it's because of him that we don't do it no more.
Yeah, you used to be able to get anybody outside of your party if you wanted. You can just say, my vice president is going to be this guy. Now it has to be within inside of your party. It's the reason why Joe Biden went for Kamala Harris and not, you know, Tucker Carlson. Right? Because he can't. Tucker Carlson's not a Democrat. He's a Republican. Can't do it no more. Thanks to old Abe over there. Because he wanted to show that he was so bipartisan that he was still willing to walk across the aisles, that he had a vice president that was a flaming racist, bigoted piece of shit. That if Wilkes Booth didn't kill him, I'm pretty sure he would have. It was him who decided to give reparations to white people because they were, quote, losing their property. They didn't give reparations to the property itself. It was human beings called slaves. Right?
They wouldn't do that.
Yeah. So everyone got reparations but black people. Ain't that kind of fun?
No, some black... Well, they can say some black people did get something. That's true.
Yeah,
but
they got,
not really.
Not really. That wasn't reparations. They were given things as they gained their freedom.
Right.
Reparations is something that gets given to a group as a whole. Trey can't get reparations himself.
Right.
That's not reparations.
One person can't, yeah.
That'd be a gift. Well, you can't, even if you were to say, well, this is because your family was wronged. That's my family being wronged by the government, not because I was black. You can even try to say because the effects of you being black. It's not, because if I'm the only one getting it, it's not reparations. It's just a handout. It has to be given to a multitude of people because of their facts. Because did you think that those, you know, individuals, white individuals got, you know, money for slavery? It was only one? Oh, hell no. It was a large multitude of people. As always, white people, when they get handouts, it's on a national scale. Think I'm lying, G.I. Bill. Literally giving them homes. Homestead Act.
Mm-hmm.
Literally giving them land and homes. So that's the reason why when people say, you know, you always want a handout. Shut the fuck up, because your family got actual handouts. They got land. They got homes. It was a GI Bill for y'all to go and build up the suburbs. If before then, it was a Homestead Act for y'all to go out there and build up the Midwest and West Coast.
Yep.
Government gave y'all that.
Gold rush.
The gold rush. It wasn't black people hitting West.
Well, we were, but
we ain't getting shit. It's mostly white people. Because they had the power and the means to go west. Black people, sorry, you're still enslaved. Right? Hey, gotta call a spade. Right? Because see, that's what I try to tell people, you know. For those white people out there saying, you know, I don't want my money, shut the fuck up. You got multiple handouts to get where you are at today. Your grandparents, if not your parents, benefited from the GI Bill. Your great parents, grandparents, or great great grandparents, or whatever the fuck, benefited from the Homestead Act. Go outside and just pick up some land and go build your home on it.
Hmm.
How many black people benefited from the Homestead Act? Zero. I'm going to tell you that already. The answer is zero. Zero. We kept getting things like, oh, you can't beat on this black man because sadly now he gotta get treated as if he's an actual human being. Well, or at least at this point in time period, a dog. because before then he wasn't even treated, he was treated worse than a dog. The Supreme Court literally said that a black man has no rights that a white man should respect. Supreme Court in the United States of America, the greatest court in the world, said that a black man has no rights that a white man should respect. Because they took in the court and said, it's a white man, they said, is this black man, you know, is a black man worse off than a dog, right? Is he worse off than a dog? You know, the court said, no. They say he's not worse off than a dog, so that's good. No, it's not. Because the court said, dog has rights. He's not worse off than a dog because the black man doesn't have rights at all, period. You can't compare him to anything because he isn't anything. He has no rights that a white man should respect. Dogs have rights. If you beat, abuse, and kill a dog, even back then, it still was murder. If you beat, kill, and murder a black man, you get nothing.
This is crazy.
But no reparations for the black man. Because my money shouldn't go to a black man. That's why I tell white people, say that, shut the fuck up. You bigoted piece of shit. Who benefited from everything in your life. Everything was handed to you. That's why I see white people struggling. How does that happen? I always say, how? It should be physically impossible. Physically. Like laws of nature says it shouldn't happen. Because even the laws of nature benefit the white man. Trey, you're lying. Okay, who benefits more? Whites or blacks? When it comes to health. Whites. When it comes to any affliction out there, known to man possible, it's always worse for which one? Whites or blacks? Come on, girl, answer it.
Black people.
Yup. Cancer, always worse for black people, no matter which type of cancer it is. Domestic violence, gun violence, homicide, suicide, drugs, education level, just name the problem. COVID. What was one of the comorbidities for COVID? Being black.
No, it wasn't.
Being black. Yeah, it was. The black people suffered more from COVID than whites. Really. The laws of nature are literally built in your favor. So that's why when I hear white people struggling, it's like, how? It boggles my mind. How? Seriously, how? Laws of nature are built in your favor. And the laws of man are built in your favor. How do you struggle? You are the most laziest people out there. I'm sorry to say it. They always, when it comes to certain groups, is that whole idea, a projection. Right? White people like to, when they say black people are lazy, they're projecting their laziness on to black people. Think I'm joking again. Okay, let's talk about it. Which one takes the most vacations, whites or blacks? You go to a white person, you go here, well, we got our summer vacation and our winter vacation set up. Maybe this year we may even be able to do one for all four seasons. Don't try to push it, honey. You know, I just got us the fall vacation already. Spring is maybe a kind of pushing it, you know. I do want to show up some words sometime. And then he asked a black person, how many days you taking off? Taking days off of work? What? I will get fired.
Stop yelling.
If I take a day off of work. One day off of work, I'll get fired. If I'm 5 minutes late.
We had to really plan it out right.
If I'm 5 minutes late, I'm getting fired. And that means by late, I mean if I'm not 20 minutes early, working hard for 20 minutes, not clocked in, by the way, because if I clock in, that's stealing time. I had to come into work 20 minutes early, work for 20 minutes, and then clock in. I got to remember to clock in.
Shut up, Trey, because that's not what you do.
Hell yeah, exactly what I do. I did that before already. And I bet a lot of black people do it all the time. Work 2 hours, 3 hours early without being clocked in so they can get here to work. White man don't even do it. They come in 3 hours late and write in the book that they've been there 3 hours early and then leave a damn hour early and say they left 3 hours late.
That's you niggas.
And then call niggas lazy. Ridiculous. But that's pretty much what I was dealing with when it came to, you know, reparations. I had to explain to these people on TikTok about reparations and how the government's the individual who is responsible for paying reparations. They like to say the government get their money from the people. I don't give a fuck where they get the money from. It's the government's money at that point. Do you know how much money goes to Elon Musk or your money? No, you don't, because they take the taxes and do whatever the fuck they want with it. That's number one. And number two, if you complain about using your money for reparations and you haven't said anything about Elon Musk and, you know, Jeff Bezos and taking the money for Ukraine and taking the money for Israel, shut the fuck up. And for those who complain about it and say, you know, we should use our money to actually help people. Okay, good. I'd like to be able to do that. So now we can use that money that was going to Ukraine to actually help the homeless people here. Well, you know, homelessness is not an actual home issue. It is a drug issue. Dummy, read the name. It's called homeless, meaning they are less in the home. If you more the home, they are going to be what? Home more, right? There's no such thing. That means it's going to be normal. Well, they're going to do drugs and then they'll go out there. Not every last person out there that's homeless is drug addicts. Well, there may be one. I don't give a fuck if it's a half a human being. That half a human being somehow still alive and they need a home. We got 30 homes per homeless person. Why is that? That's a fucked up stat. Put those motherfuckers in some homes so we can get them out of our goddamn sight and we can normalize their ass and become productive fucking citizens. Got all this money and shit and can't do shit about homeless people. You can make hellfire goddamn javelins and whatnot to give some military contractor, but you can't deal with homeless people. We can. Is that Republicans don't want to and conservatives don't want to. Again, there are reparations. As you see, they will say things out of their mouths, but then when you start to press them a bit, they flip. Oh, we should be using that money. Biden is a loser. Why is he losing money? He's taking your taxpayer money and putting it into Ukraine. Okay, I want to give the taxpayer money to the people that actually need it. Alright, no, we can't be doing that. It's a handout. So what you want me to do with the taxpayer money? Just let it sit there? No, we should give it to Donald Trump. Give it to fucking Donald Trump. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. He don't need any goddamn fucking money. He's supposed to be a billionaire. Why are we getting billionaires more money? Right? Now,
what little bit of time we got, because we, you know, halfway done, you know, let's go ahead and talk about, you know, abortion. She's sitting here about to go to sleep after she had that decent meal. Good, good, good. You need to stay up to let your food digest, you know. I know what you're saying, fat ass. You ate that whole big ass sub. You're going to be out to stay up for the rest of the damn year.
You
got
to stay up, not me.
He got to stay up for the rest of the damn year because that shit never going to digest. But like I said, that was more bread than anything else. It was, because I got a regular goddamn cheesesteak. You the one got double the meat, and you wondering why you couldn't eat but half a damn sub. I only got to the middle. Yeah, you got a regular. You ate a regular out of a giant, which is like three regulars with bread. I just ate a giant loaf of fucking bread. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ate a regular with meat and meat and a giant damn bread. Did ass. That was multiple times where I was just eating bread. You said we shouldn't. Well, I ain't gonna lie. It wasn't Jersey Mike's. It was at that time period. They probably close to thinking about closing and shit. It was like 9 o'clock, something dumb like that. It was nighttime. So give them that.
No. It was sloppy.
Ah, come on, girl. I'm trying to. Yeah, you know, it's just. Yeah. People just, you know.
No!
I can only say.
Oh, shit, my back.
But
oh,
yeah.
Shit, my body.
Let's talk about abortion. So, I would play it, the video for you, Ben Shapiro, talking about abortion and whatnot. But I'm not. I don't give a fuck about Ben Shapiro. No, truthfully, if Nick can die for us, I care.
But he opened his mouth and talked about abortion, right?
How always immoral is, you know, godly, and this is called because Arizona upheld a 1846. Civil War law dealing with abortion. I'm just going to go off the hand and say, girl, I'm pretty sure you went to school enough. In 1846, could you vote?
No.
Why?
For a black and a woman.
Damn straight. So black people and women couldn't vote in 1846, and straight during the time period of the Civil War. Why would black people have the vote if they're in the Civil War already? So, okay, duh. Women couldn't vote either. So, pretty much this law was created by old crotchety dumbasses, dumbass white people. Oh, yeah, by the way, at the time period, if you didn't know, Arizona was not even a state, it was a territory. So this law was made when Arizona was a territory, not even a state. So how is it even a state law? Yeah. Because racist, bigoted Republicans are going to be racist, bigoted Republicans. And so Ben Shapiro is sharing this on because it all but guarantees, you know, a total abortion ban in Arizona, talking about, you know, you shouldn't have the right to get an abortion any damn way because it's, you know, wrong and immoral and all this bullshit, right? First and foremost, and he said it was a sin. Like, I don't give a fuck what's a sin and or not. You know, murder is a sin, but we do it all the time.
That part.
Yeah. It's the biggest one, like,
thou shalt not murder.
Thou shalt not kill.
Oh, yeah, kill.
You know, and by the way, he said kill, not murder. You do know the difference between killing and murder, right? When you kill something, you cause it to stop living. But murdering something, when you stop living, no, it's an intent involved in it. You intended to cause it to stop living.
killing something doesn't mean that you intended to do it. Oh, I mistakenly killed this cat, you know. I was driving down the street and didn't see across the road. Oh, I saw this cat sitting on the porch, so I drove my Hummer straight up the damn lawn and rammed it into the building. Same end results, two completely different scenarios. Am I right? Of course, it makes sense. Well, it makes sense, make dollars too. Yeah. So he said, "Thou shalt not kill." So there should be no reason we are killing things. So that means your military that we have here that you love so much is a sin in God's eyes. Why do you need a military? Why do you need all of this weaponry of destruction and death? When I told you to go and preach and make disciples of all nations. If you're killing people, those people can't be disciples now, can they? Nope. And if they're disciples, why are you killing disciples? Right? You see, when you read the Bible and have some, this small modicum of understanding of it, you start to notice that. Ben Shapiro will never know that. But he does. He would never state that outright. He's a Jewish, but no, he acts as more of a Christian than anything else. He knows his base is mostly Christian. He's going to act as one, even though he is a Jewish individual. So I'm going to treat him as he's a Christian. And should know that. Right? You see, you gotta be careful of dealing with things all because it's a sin. Right? Because all because things are a sin doesn't mean that they are actually bad. A lot of things it's a sin. Wearing two different types of cloth is a sin. I'm pretty sure if you take those pants off right now, girl, and read the back of them, you're going to find out it's made with more than one daggone cloth, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's a sin. For those individuals who are against student loan forgiveness, the Bible talks about forgiving the debtor. How can you be for keeping student loan debt around and not forgive the debtors? That's a sin.
See?
Oh! How quickly things change when you talk about what is a sin and what's not, and actually understand what's a sin and what's not. You start to notice that a lot of things that Benny Boy and conservatives are for are the most sinful things out there. Mm-hmm. Am I right? Because, you know, student loan debt forgiveness is something that people like Ben Shapiro fight hard against. Oh no, you shouldn't be forgiving people that have student loan. You know, I paid my student loan debt off. I don't give a fuck if you paid your one off. My mom died of cancer. You didn't. There's multiple people who died of COVID. You didn't. Should we start offing people and giving them COVID? Mm. No.
Am I able to give you bone cancer because my mom died of it? Hell no. Sorry, she had the luck. Had a bad luck of the draw. She got a cancer she shouldn't have got because she's a woman, and she only had one portion of it, and that was being black. I told you the comorbidity of every affliction and disease is being black, by the way. Multiple myeloma was the type of cancer she had. Cancer of the blood. The only thing she had to do that, because mostly come to black people that are men, but the fact that she was black, and that was it. Damn. That's why I say, well, it doesn't matter. I'd rather help the people I can help and remember those that we couldn't. Right? If you already paid for your student loan and you're mad that someone else got dead, forgiven. Shut the hell up. Chances are, you got something privilege else that they don't. A lot of times, it's a dumb white conservative person who got plenty of goddamn breaks just because they're white and conservative. Shut up. You can go in the store and not be looked at and try to actually be allowed to steal. I can't even go in the store and actually buy something without somebody thinking I'm stealing something.
Wash my hair.
Right? Don't worry about you. I'm about to let you go. But yeah. So, he ended by saying, well, this is also a good thing for the Democrats, because it's a good political issue and things like that. Quite funny. We never stated why it's a good political issue. Because Ben Shapiro likes to lie by omission.
Oh, geez.
It's a good political issue because no one likes being told what the fuck to do with their body if it's not hurting anyone. If there are no real victim, right? But what about the baby? What the fuck about it? If it ain't out of the womb, it's not a human being, says the Bible that you so worship so much. It has to be out the womb, then at 3 months, for it to be considered an actual baby. It's a baby once it takes its first breath. There you go. Perfect. Right there. Takes its first breath. Once it takes its first breath, now it's a human being. So if it's still in the womb, regardless of what it looks like, according to God, is not a human being.
Found your belt.
I am. And I know I gotta look for it, make sure, because you know Monday.
Good night.
But that's the point. So, it's going to be a good issue, you know, abortion. And it should be, because these idiots took it away from people, knowing full damn well that the majority of the country is for abortion rights in some kind. They believe you should have a right to have some form of abortion. Yeah, of course you should. Of course you should. That's idiotic if you don't. If a person, hence the reason why you hear a lot of those, you know, they're killing babies at the 9th month. Like, no, they don't. You know, first and foremost, it's like almost never happens at the 9th month. And the reason why they are allowed to have the abortion at the 9th month is to save the mom, because sometimes some complication happens and mom and the baby's about to die. Well, we can't save the baby, obviously. We got to save mom. Here's the abortion. Bam. Saves mom. Mom is horrified because she went through 9 months of actual, literal, physical, realistic hell. And right at the end, the baby has to be taken away from her. It's not as if women are sitting there on an operating table at some fucking club or some shit
getting abortions and then rotten dudes. Only conservative dumbasses who can't get pussy think of women like that. That's why even conservative women don't like conservative men. Seriously. That's the exact reason. Because who would deal with that? How can you be a woman and actually deal with an individual that thinks like that, realistically thinks like that? Because as a man, I just can't. I'll be damned if I'm dealing with a damn person who sees me as some type of piece of meat whose only function is to have sex. And the only thing I do is just have sex. That I can't think for myself, so I need others to control my body for me. What? No. I want to control my own body. I have the right to control my own body. I can do it. Trust me. I'm 33 years old. I've been doing this for 33 years. Haven't messed up yet. Trust me. You won't find out if I do. Dead ass. You just won't find out if I do. You'll figure it out by osmosis because I won't be here. So yeah, it's just dealing with these people, man, it's like crazy. They are legitimately in a cult. Without shadow of a doubt, it's an actual cult. Because there's no realistic explanation for why they act like this. To be so against your own best interest is ridiculous. Like, we say we should try to do things to actually help the country and use the money that's going out of these country and other countries and to rich people and use it here in the country. But then when you start to actually say, yeah, this is how we should use it, they flip out and lose their mind. Why are you flipping out and losing your mind? You had the right to take part of that money. That's yours. Just like with Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and health insurance. You're putting into it already. It should be automatically free. You notice that they never talk about rich people using billions upon billions upon billions of dollars. With B. Billion. To go roll around outer space. Again, Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk fought over a $1 billion prize to have NASA pay for them to go flip around in outer space. Yes, they're going to use their own ship and crew, but pretty much all of it is going to be paid for by the government. Elon Musk won. But they felt bad for Bezos, so they gave him the money anyway. All that was taxpayer money. None of that was Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk money. They're the richest individuals in the world. By the end of this year, they will be the first billion, the first trillionaires. With a T. Right? So why are they getting handouts? Or they consider them breaks. Why are they giving them breaks? And I can't get a handout. Let me tell you, all of them are the exact same. You want to complain about actually doing things with the money that's supposed to be going to these other countries and using it here? Well, then when we say we're going to use it here, don't complain about it. You know? Oh, trade gets reparations. Well, I don't want my money. Shut the fuck up. I don't give a damn what you want. Because what you want ain't good for anyone else. Shut the fuck up. I'm sorry. You need to be able to say that to conservatives. I don't care. Shut the fuck up. It's going for the betterment of the actual country. Since you're against the betterment of the goddamn country, your opinion doesn't fucking matter. because you're a delusional fool who got bought by some billionaire idiot who's lining their pockets with your fucking money and they don't even need it. Same thing with abortion. Why are you being involved in someone else's business? You're so bored and have so much fucking privilege that you gotta be involved in someone else's fucking business. What's going on in that bedroom? If they wanna have a child or not, I don't give a fuck. Go get your abortion. I don't care. Because the same individuals that's talking and being against abortion, if they could get pregnant or their loved ones can get pregnant, be the first ones having those vacations. Oh, you know, it's been a planned vacation. It's been planned since yesterday because we found out, you know, or it's been planned for 9 months since the last time she had sex. So we're going to go here to this, you know, socialistic country over here and get an abortion, you know, and be back once you get an abortion. You know, no, she's not broke. She's pregnant. You know, and we're going to go get an abortion and take care of this baby in her stomach and come back and tell you that you can't have one. That's the dumbest shit possible. Conservatives are just idiots. Dead ass. They are a cult of idiots. That's why Trump said he loves the poorly educated. Because if you're not educated enough, you will do things that's against your own best interests. There's a bunch of conservatives right now that support Donald Trump. They're on Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. And this man is talking about getting rid of all of them. Oh, you know, I don't know what happened to my, you know, diabetes medication, but they stopped getting me in it because they said for some odd reason, you know, the laws are no longer allowing me to be able to get it because they got rid of Medicaid. So I'm going to go ahead, go to Donald Trump, and, you know, I'm going to talk with him to see what's going on. He says he's getting rid of Medicaid and Medicare. The thing that you use for your insulin, he's getting rid of it because he's saying that you should work yourself to death because you shouldn't be able to retire. He is, by the way. He's not working anywhere. He's full enough damn well retired. And he's expecting for you to work for the rest of your life and die at office in the office, in the workplace. And you're not going to get any medicine because you got to pay for it out of pocket. Oh, no, Trump would never do that. He literally said it and did it. And they will never wake up from the delusion. From that illusion, that genjutsu that these rich people put them in. Because they believe the stupid-ass hype that I once even believed until I started doing the math. Right? And it was very early on. And I did math. Right? I was thinking about buying off a house and things like that. And shit like that. Oh, you know, it just costs this much. And I can do this. And I can get this much. And I can save up this amount of money. And then by the time I save up all this money, I'll be rich. But then I realized that's not how life rolls. And it'll take me centuries to be rich. Well, everyone, this is going to be where I end the podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and of course, share the podcast, guys. Later.